And it's time now for some business news. Climbing the corporate ladder isn't what it used to be. For one thing, several women have now reached the top. Plus, today's CEOs are younger, have gotten there faster, and not so many have come out of the Ivy League. Those are some of the findings in a study in the January issue of the Harvard Business Review that compared top managers in 2001 to those back in 1980. Joining us to talk about it is co-author Peter Capelli. He is professor of management at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania.
Good morning.
Now, in this study, you say top managers these days have more education in years and they are younger. Does that mean companies value degrees more these days than real work experience?
Well, the education differences, I think, are really probably small. I think the bigger story is the fact that they seem to get to the top much quicker than in a previous generation, so about 4 years or so faster than they did before.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, we can look and see. There are two really factors to it. One is that they move through jobs a little bit quicker, but it doesn't seem to be very different than it was in the past. The big thing seems to be that they skip levels. They held fewer jobs than the previous generation of executives held. They seem to be climbing the ladder by skipping rungs along the way up.
Now, another interesting aspect of that is that women, compared to their male counterparts, got up through the executive ranks much faster. Why was that?
There are two possible explanations here. One is the companies are seeking women out to pull them up faster through the ranks. And the other explanation is that the women are just better, that in order to survive a corporate life, there's so many hurdles that seem to be thrown up for women in organizational life. And the ones who get close to the positions where you could be pulled up to the top executive ranks just have to be better.
But there are not still so many women.
Yeah, there were none in 1980, and none is quite a remarkable number when you think these were 100 companies and the top executives, there were zero women in any of those top jobs. And so the figure now is 11%. And I guess whether you think that's a lot or a little depends on your perspective. Certainly the increase is pretty sharp.
What was the most surprising finding for you?
I think the most surprising finding is to look and see which industries provided people the fastest paths to the top. And if you looked at 2001, it's very surprising to see that the steel industry actually provided one of the very fastest paths to the top. And it suggests the industries that are in turmoil and undergoing a lot of change, not necessarily just the industries that are growing fast, are the ones that may provide opportunities for people to get to the top quickly.
You are a professor at the Wharton Business School, a school where there are many ambitious students who may very well be the CEOs of Fortune 100 companies in 20 years. What are these students like?
They're quite remarkable in many ways. They come from very disparate backgrounds, lots of different experiences. You get virtually everything you could imagine. I think when we look at their career intentions, I think the one thing that is a little concerning is that they don't have very much interest in starting their careers in these big corporations. And I think the reason is they believe that the executive track no longer offers such great opportunity and it offers a lot of uncertainty. So they're much more inclined to go work for consulting firms or startup firms or smaller companies and possibly down the road work their way back in. And this, I think, is a very interesting change because I think the model used to be before that we thought people would come out of large companies like IBM and General Electric, and they would go start the startup companies and the companies that have gotten a lot of attention now.
Peter Capelli is co-author of The New Road to the Top, which will be published in the January Harvard Business Review. Thanks very much.
Thank you.